the effectiveness of carbon capture and storage technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Introduction. Climate change is one of the most pressing challenges facing the world today, and greenhouse gas emissions are one of the primary causes of this phenomenon. The concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, particularly carbon dioxide, has reached unprecedented levels due to human activities such as the burning of fossil fuels and deforestation. The development of effective carbon capture and storage technologies is crucial for reducing these emissions and mitigating the negative impact of climate change. The importance of studying the effectiveness of carbon capture and storage technologies cannot be overstated. While these technologies offer significant promise in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, there are also concerns about their feasibility, costs, and potential risks to the environment and human health. Therefore, it is essential to evaluate the effectiveness of carbon capture and storage technologies and assess their potential as a solution to the climate crisis. The purpose of this research paper is to examine the effectiveness of carbon capture and storage technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. This paper will provide an overview of the theoretical framework related to carbon capture and storage technologies, discuss the various applications of these technologies, analyze the impact of carbon capture and storage technologies on greenhouse gas emissions, and explore the challenges and opportunities associated with these technologies. Additionally, this paper will examine case studies of effective carbon capture and storage technologies and discuss potential future directions for the development and implementation of these technologies. Overall, this research paper aims to contribute to the ongoing discussion on the role of carbon capture and storage technologies in mitigating the impact of climate change and achieving global sustainability. Theoretical framework. Carbon capture and storage, CCS, technologies represent a promising solution for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The theoretical frameworks relevant to CCS technologies and greenhouse gas emissions are grounded in environmental science, chemistry, and engineering. The environmental science framework emphasizes the importance of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to mitigate climate change and the negative impacts it has on ecosystems and human health. The chemistry framework focuses on the chemical reactions involved in capturing and storing carbon dioxide. The engineering framework highlights the development and implementation of CCS technologies. While CCS technologies have the potential to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, they also present several challenges. These include high implementation costs, technological limitations, and concerns about long-term storage safety. Additionally, some argue that relying on CCS technologies could potentially slow down the transition to renewable energy sources and prolong dependence on fossil fuels. Understanding these theoretical frameworks is critical in assessing the effectiveness of CCS technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It is important to consider the benefits and challenges associated with CCS technologies to evaluate their potential impact on mitigating climate change. Applications of carbon capture and storage technologies. Carbon capture and storage technologies have been developed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from various sources, including power plants, industrial processes, and transportation. Power plants are among the largest sources of carbon emissions, with coal-fired power plants being particularly notorious for their high emissions. Carbon capture from power plants involves capturing carbon dioxide, CO2, emitted during the combustion of fossil fuels and storing it in geologic formations or underground. Industrial processes such as cement manufacturing, steel production, and chemical manufacturing are also significant sources of greenhouse gas emissions. Carbon capture technologies can be applied to these industries to capture CO2 emissions during the production process. Transportation is another source of greenhouse gas emissions, particularly from vehicles that burn fossil fuels. Carbon capture technologies are being developed to capture carbon emissions from transportation, such as capturing CO2 from the exhaust of vehicles and storing it in underground formations. The effectiveness of carbon capture and storage technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions depends on a variety of factors, such as the efficiency of the capture technology, the cost of implementation, and the availability of suitable storage sites. Impact of carbon capture and storage technologies on greenhouse gas emissions. CCS technologies capture carbon dioxide, CO2, from industrial processes and store it in geological formations or other storage options, preventing it from entering the atmosphere and contributing to climate change. A. Emission reduction data and statistics. Studies show that CCS technologies have the potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions significantly. According to the Global CCS Institute, as of 2021, there are 26 large-scale CCS facilities in operation or under construction globally, with a combined capture capacity of around 40 million tons of CO2 per year. These facilities are expected to prevent approximately 40 million tons of CO2 from entering the atmosphere annually, which is equivalent to removing approximately 9 million cars from the road each year. CCS technologies have also been shown to be effective in reducing emissions in various sectors, including power generation, cement production, and iron and steel production. For example, the Boundary Dam Power Station in Saskatchewan, Canada, is the world's first large-scale CCS facility in the power sector, capturing approximately 90% of the CO2 emissions from the plant. The facility has been in operation since 2014 and has successfully demonstrated the feasibility of CCS in the power sector. B. Factors contributing to effective use of CCS technologies. The effectiveness of CCS technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions depends on several factors, including policy and regulatory frameworks. Strong policy and regulatory frameworks are essential to support the development and deployment of CCS technologies. This includes the establishment of clear regulatory requirements and incentives, such as carbon pricing or tax credits, to encourage investment in CCS projects. Access to financing. Access to financing is critical for the development and deployment of CCS technologies. Given the high capital costs associated with CCS projects, public and private financing mechanisms are needed to support the development and deployment of these technologies. Public acceptance and engagement. Public acceptance and engagement are crucial for the success of CCS projects. Educating the public on the benefits and risks of CCS technologies and engaging with communities near CCS projects can help to build support and increase public awareness of the technology. Technological advancements. Continued technological advancements are needed to improve the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of CCS technologies. This includes the development of new capture technologies, as well as innovations in storage and monitoring technologies. C. Challenges facing CCS technologies. Despite the potential of CCS technologies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, there are several challenges facing their deployment and use, including high capital costs. The high capital costs associated with CCS projects can be a significant barrier to their deployment and use. This includes the costs of building and operating CCS facilities, as well as the costs of transporting and storing CO2. Limited storage options. The availability of suitable storage options for captured CO2 is limited, particularly in some regions. This can make it challenging to deploy CCS technologies in these areas. Regulatory challenges. Regulatory challenges can also be a barrier to the deployment and use of CCS technologies. This includes challenges related to permitting and regulatory compliance, as well as the lack of clear and consistent regulatory frameworks across different jurisdictions. Public perception and acceptance. Public perception and acceptance of CCS technologies can also be a challenge. The technology is relatively new, and there is a lack of public awareness and understanding of its potential benefits and risks. CCS technologies have the potential to play a significant role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The data and statistics on emission reduction achieved through CCS facilities demonstrate their potential in mitigating climate change. However, the effective use of CCS technologies requires strong policy and regulatory frameworks, access to financing, public acceptance. Case studies of effective carbon capture and storage technologies. The effective use of CCS technologies depends on several factors, including strong policy and regulatory frameworks, access to financing, public acceptance, and technological advancements. In this section, we will examine case studies of effective CCS technologies and analyze the factors that contributed to their success. A. Petronova Carbon Capture and Storage Project. The Petronova Carbon Capture and Storage Project, located in Texas, USA, is one of the most prominent CCS projects in the world. The project involves capturing CO2 emissions from the W.A. Parish Power Plant, which is operated by NRG Energy, and transporting the CO2 via pipeline to an oil field for enhanced oil recovery, YOR. The project has a capture capacity of 1.6 million tons of CO2 per year and has been in operation since 2017. The success of the Petronova project can be attributed to several factors, including public-private partnership. The Petronova project is a public-private partnership between NRG Energy, JX Nippon Oil and Gas Exploration, and the U.S. Department of Energy. The partnership allowed for the sharing of expertise and resources, and the development of a regulatory framework to support the project. Innovative financing mechanisms. The Petronova project was financed through a combination of public and private funding sources, including a $190 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy and a $250 million investment from NRG Energy. The project also received revenue from the sale of CO2 for EIR. Technological innovation. The Petronova project employs a state-of-the-art capture technology known as the amine scrubbing process, which is designed to capture 90% of the CO2 emissions from the power plant. The technology has been successfully demonstrated and has the potential for broader deployment in other industrial sectors. B. Sleipner Carbon Capture and Storage Project. The Sleipner Carbon Capture and Storage Project, located in the North Sea, Norway, is the world's first CCS project in the oil and gas sector. The project involves capturing CO2 emissions from the Sleipner Natural Gas Processing Plant, which is operated by Equinor, and injecting the CO2 into a geological formation beneath the North Sea. The project has been in operation since 1996 and has a capture capacity of approximately 1 million tons of CO2 per year. The success of the Sleipner project can be attributed to several factors, including regulatory framework. The Sleipner project was developed in close collaboration with Norwegian authorities, who provided a regulatory framework to support the project's development and operation. The regulatory framework included guidelines for CO2 injection and monitoring, as well as a framework for liability and compensation. Technological innovation. The Sleipner project employs a unique capture technology known as the amine process, which is designed to capture 90% of the CO2 emissions from the natural gas processing plant. The technology has been successfully demonstrated and has the potential for broader deployment in other industrial sectors. Strategic planning. Equinor, the operator of the Sleipner project, developed a long-term strategic plan for the project, which included regular monitoring and evaluation of the project's performance. The strategic planning allowed for adjustments to be made as needed to optimize the project's effectiveness and efficiency. Effective CCS technologies require a combination of strong policy and regulatory frameworks, access to financing, public acceptance, and technological innovation. The case studies of the Petronova and Sleipner projects demonstrate the potential of CCS technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and highlight the importance of collaborative partnerships, innovative financing mechanisms, and strategic planning. Future directions for carbon capture and storage technologies. In this section, we will examine potential future developments in CCS technologies and their potential impact on greenhouse gas emissions. We will also discuss potential solutions and strategies for improving the effectiveness of CCS technologies. A. Advancements in capture technologies. One potential future development in CCS technologies is the advancement of capture technologies. Currently, most CCS projects employ the amine scrubbing process, which is effective in capturing CO2 emissions but has high energy requirements and produces waste streams. Future developments in capture technologies could include the development of more energy-efficient processes or the use of alternative materials for capture, such as metal organic frameworks. B. Alternative storage options. Another potential future development in CCS technologies is the exploration of alternative storage options. Currently, most CCS projects store captured CO2 in geological formations, such as depleted oil and gas fields. However, there may be other storage options that could be explored, such as mineralization or direct air capture. C. Integration with renewable energy sources. Integration with renewable energy sources is another potential future development in CCS technologies. One example of this is the concept of negative emissions, where CCS technologies are used in conjunction with bioenergy to create a net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. This approach involves capturing CO2 from bioenergy production and storing it in geological formations, effectively removing CO2 from the atmosphere. D. Improving the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of CCS technologies. To improve the effectiveness of CCS technologies, there are several potential solutions and strategies that could be employed, including public and private financing. Access to public and private financing is critical for the development and deployment of CCS technologies. Governments and private investors can provide funding to support the development and deployment of these technologies. Policy and regulatory frameworks. Clear policy and regulatory frameworks can support the development and deployment of CCS technologies. Governments can establish regulatory requirements and incentives, such as carbon pricing or tax credits, to encourage investment in CCS projects. Public awareness and acceptance. Public awareness and acceptance of CCS technologies can be improved through education and engagement. Public outreach campaigns can help to build support and increase public awareness of the technology. Interdisciplinary collaboration. Interdisciplinary collaboration is critical for advancing CCS technologies. Collaboration between researchers, policymakers, and industry stakeholders can help to identify and address challenges facing the deployment and use of CCS technologies. Future developments in capture technologies, alternative storage options, and integration with renewable energy sources could further enhance the effectiveness of these technologies. However, addressing the challenges facing the deployment and use of CCS technologies, including financing, policy, and public acceptance, will be critical to fully realizing their potential. Conclusion. This paper examined the effectiveness of carbon capture and storage, CCS, technologies in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. We explored the theoretical framework of climate change and the role of CCS technologies in mitigating its effects. We also examined the impact of CCS technologies on greenhouse gas emissions and analyzed case studies of effective CCS projects. Finally, we discussed potential future developments in CCS technologies and strategies for improving their effectiveness. Our findings suggest that CCS technologies have the potential to play a significant role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Case studies of effective CCS projects, such as the Petronova and Sleipner projects, highlight the importance of collaboration, innovation, and strategic planning in the development and deployment of CCS technologies. To fully realize the potential of CCS technologies, there are several challenges that need to be addressed. These include financing, policy and regulatory frameworks, public acceptance, and technological advancements. Strategies for improving the effectiveness of CCS technologies include public and private financing, clear policy and regulatory frameworks, public awareness and acceptance, and interdisciplinary collaboration. The implications of this research for policy and practice are significant. Governments and private investors can provide funding to support the development and deployment of CCS technologies. Clear policy and regulatory frameworks can support the deployment of CCS technologies, while public outreach campaigns can help to increase public awareness and acceptance of the technology. There are also several areas for further research. These include the development of more energy-efficient capture technologies, exploration of alternative storage options, and integration of CCS technologies with renewable energy sources. Future research should also focus on addressing the challenges facing the deployment and use of CCS technologies, including financing, policy, and public acceptance. In summary, CCS technologies have the potential to play a significant role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. By addressing the challenges facing the deployment and use of these technologies, we can take an important step towards mitigating the effects of climate change and creating a more sustainable future.